etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, courtesy, respect, good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله مجيب يوسف مدني چانل Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla. Once again, we're here presenting the program Islamic Etiquettes. In this program, we hear about the beautiful teachings and the rulings of the religion of Islam. In today's program, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, we're going to listen to what lessons about good assumption our religion Islam gives us. Generally, we think of different things about one another. We have different thoughts about one another. In today's program, inshallah, we're going to hear how many kinds of assumption there are, what assumption is permissible, and what is impermissible, inshallah. But before proceeding to the topic, let's listen to the excellence of reciting durood upon the beloved Nabi, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ubay ibn Ka'b, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, states, I said to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I recite durood upon you in abundance. How many durood should I recite? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, As much as you wish. I asked, shall I recite durood for 1/4 of the time? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, You may recite as much as you wish, and if you recite more than this, it is better for you. I asked, My master, if it is better to recite more durood, shall I recite durood for 1/2 of the time? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, You may recite as much as you wish, and if you recite more than this, it is better for you. I asked, 2/3? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, You may recite as much as you wish, and if you recite more than this, it is better for you. I asked, My master, what about reciting durood upon you all the time? The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, If you do this, all your tasks will be achieved and all your sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah, my dear viewers of Madani channel, from this hadith, we learn how important it is to recite durood upon the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and how beloved to Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam durood is. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, in Islam, a bad assumption is haram and a good assumption is a worship. The reason is that in addition to personal life, a bad assumption causes evil in the collective social life as well. The person who firmly has a bad assumption in his heart eliminates all the possibilities of reconciliation. The truth looks a lie to him, and he considers reality a pleasant picture of deceit. Such thoughts spoil the collectivity of the society. Having a good assumption about our Muslim brothers is the teaching of Islam, which causes peace and comfort, the fulfillment of one another's right and mutual respect and honor in the society. About anything, initially, an idea arises in mind. Now, as for that idea in the mind, if you're habitual of thinking positively, we will think only of a good idea about a person. If we think negatively, we will have bad assumption about him, and thus sins will start. Just look at the beauty of Islamic teachings, which obliges the mind to always think positively and have good assumption, and strictly advises to refrain from bad assumptions. Just think that in a good assumption, a person does not have to perform an action. Rather, he only has to adapt his thoughts to positivity. Thus, without performing an action, he deserves to attain a reward from his Lord Azza wa Jalla. In hadith, a good assumption has been declared a worship. As Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, a good assumption is a superb worship. In another place, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, indeed, having a good assumption is part of faith. Definition of good assumption and the ruling about it is that thinking positively about someone is a good assumption. Sometimes, having a good assumption is wajib. For example, having a good assumption about Allah Almighty, and sometimes it is mustahab. For example, having a good assumption about a pious Muslim. If you think negatively, it is called bad assumption. In Surah Al-Hujurat of the Holy Quran, the clear order of avoiding a bad assumption is given. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ.
Translation from Kanzul Iman, O believers, avoid much suspicion. Indeed, some suspicions become sin. In this part of the verse, Allah Almighty prohibited His believing bondsmen from having bad assumption, because some assumptions are merely sins. Hence, the careful thing is that we should avoid having too many assumptions. Allama Abdullah ibn Umar Baydawi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, in this verse, the abundance of assumption was kept vague. In other words, not a specific assumption was mentioned, so that a Muslim would become careful of every assumption and think until he knows to what case his assumption is related, because some assumptions are wajib, some are haram, and some are mubah, meaning permitted. Now, let's talk about the kinds of assumption and shari ruling about them. There are many kinds of assumption. Four of them are as follows. The first one is wajib. For example, having a good assumption about Allah Almighty. In other words, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant me only what is better for me is wajib. The second one is mustahab. For example, having a good assumption about a pious Muslim is mustahab. Now the third one is prohibited, haram. For example, having a bad assumption about Allah Almighty and having a bad assumption about Muslim is haram. Fourth one is permissible. For example, having an assumption about an open smuggler according to the action which he commits. Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, there are two types of assumptions. One is that it occurs in the heart and is expressed by the tongue as well. If it occurs about a Muslim with negativity, it is a sin. Secondly, it occurs in the heart, but it is not expressed by the tongue. Though it is not a sin, but it is necessary to free the heart from this as well. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we should have a good assumption about Muslims. Where the excellences of having a good assumptions are stated, it is forbidden to have an assumption about a Muslim. As we have heard the verse of the Holy Quran, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to avoid much assumption, because if we think negatively, it will be a bad assumption, which is a sin. Similarly, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam also gave the order of avoiding bad assumption. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, safeguard yourself from bad assumptions, because a bad assumption is the worst sin. Do not search for apparent and hidden flaws of one another. Do not be greedy. Do not be jealous. Do not bear grudges. Do not turn away from one another. And O bondsmen of Allah Almighty, become brothers to one another. Mufti Naimuddin Muradabadi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, having a bad assumption about a virtuous Muslim is prohibited. Similarly, after hearing his words, taking an evil meaning, though other good meanings are present and the condition of the Muslim is according to them, is also listed under a bad assumption. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants a bondsman according to his assumptions. Sometimes we ask a smuggler to make a supplication, but we have the assumption that his supplication will be answered. Hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the bondsman according to his assumption. Even if we visit a wali, but we think that I don't know whether the supplication will be answered or not. Whatever the wali is like, sometimes a person gets nothing because of his assumption. A story is quite famous in this regard. Once, a gang of robbers went out for robberies. at night. They stayed in a motel and expressed that they were the travelers of the path of Allah Almighty. The motel owner, who was a pious person, greatly served them with the intention of attaining the pleasure of Allah Almighty. In the morning, the robbers went somewhere, and after their robberies, they came back to the same motel in the evening. The motel owner's walking impaired son, whom they had seen last night, was now walking easily. Amazed and surprised, they asked the motel owner, "Is he not the same disabled boy whom we saw yesterday?" He replied respectfully, "Yes, he's the same boy." They asked, "How did he recover?" The motel owner replied, "All this is blessing of the travelers of the path of Allah Almighty like you. The thing is that I fed your leftover food to my disabled son and massaged his body with your leftover water with the intention of curing him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has healed my disabled son by the blessing of the leftover food and water of the pious people like you." Hearing this, the robbers were moved to tears and said, "All this is the fruit of your good assumption about us. Otherwise, we are grave sinners. Listen, we are not the travelers of the path of Allah Almighty. Rather, we are robbers. The generosity of Allah Almighty has entirely changed our lives. We make you witness and perform repentance." Hence, they performed repentance, adopted the path of righteousness, and remained steadfast in their repentance till the end of their lives. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, from this story, we learn the benefit and the importance of having a good assumption. The owner of the motel had a good assumption about the gang of robbers, greatly served them and fed their leftover food to his child as a blessed food and massaged their leftover water on the body of the child. Hence, by the blessing of good assumption, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala healed that child. This was the blessing of only the good assumption that the gang of robbers performed repentance and started to follow the path of righteousness and remained steadfast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to have good assumption about every pious Muslim. Ameen bijahi nabi ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in addition to this, there are many benefits of having good assumption. And having a bad assumption about someone contains only disadvantages and has a bad impact on the human mind as well. Let's listen to some of the benefits of having good assumptions. By the blessing of having a good assumption, the honor of a Muslim is safeguarded. The one who has a good assumption about a Muslim is blessed with the satisfaction of the heart, and the one who is involved in the evil habit of having bad assumption, his heart remains occupied with terror. Above all, in case of having a good assumption, a person attains the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. There are many disadvantages of having a bad assumption. If we express our bad assumption to the second person, there's an extremely likelihood of hurting him, and without shari permission, hurting a Muslim is haram. If we express our bad assumption about someone to another person in their absence, it will become backbiting, and backbiting a Muslim is also haram. A bad assumption results in curiosity because the heart is not satisfied only with the assumption. Rather, it demands searching for more things, because of which a person gets involved in searching for faults and searching for the flaws of Muslim, which is also forbidden. A bad assumption also causes hidden diseases like grudges, jealousy, malice, hatred, and enmity. People become tired with the person who has bad assumption about every matter, and such a person becomes disgraced in the eyes of others. We should always have good assumption about a Muslim at all times, and whenever we have a bad assumption about a Muslim, we should immediately shake it off and try to have good assumption about his action. For example, while observing an Islamic brother who is weeping, who is crying during a naat or a speech, if we have the bad assumption of showing off about him, we should immediately have a good assumption of weeping or crying sincerely about him. Sayyidina Sayyid ibn Musayyib radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, "Some of the holy companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum wrote to me, 'Think positively about an action of your Muslim brother until an evidence against him becomes dominant, and do not have a bad assumption about the word which is uttered by a Muslim, as long as you may take it positively. The one who presents himself to be accused should not blame anyone except himself.'" My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Continue to reform yourself, because the one who is pious himself has good assumption about others too, whereas a bad person looks at only evils in others as well. There's an Arabic proverb, meaning when someone's actions turns bad, his thoughts also turn bad. Mira tan safahu, mira man safahu, khuda husne zan ka khazana atahu. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to have good assumption about our Muslim brothers and refrain from having bad assumptions. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyin Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.